Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Dr. Graham's book, Heaven. But first, here's the message, Ultimate Success.
Now let's take God's word and turn to 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. We know that life matters, and eternity is real, and therefore it makes life even more meaningful. The Bible tells us that there is coming another great day, a day in which we will stand before Christ and honor will be given to whom honor is due. That's a biblical principle. Give honor to whom honor is due. And when we get to heaven, when Christ comes for us, we will be rewarded based upon the life that we have been given and the life that we have lived for Him. Now, I need to level set this message at the very outset and remind you that the Bible tells us there are two judgments at the end of time. One is called the Great White Throne Judgment. And that judgment, after the millennial reign of Christ on earth, will be a final judgment of the unsaved dead, those who will spend eternity apart from God forever and ever. Ultimate and final condemnation because of the rejection of Jesus Christ. That's the great white throne judgment. But there is another judgment when Christ comes to take us home that is called the judgment seat of Christ. And we're going to be talking about that judgment seat of Christ today and how God chooses to award, to honor, and reward those faithful servants of Christ. Not all of us will be the same in heaven. Heaven is not this benign place where everyone is equal. The Bible never teaches that. The Bible tells us that we're going to serve Him. We're going to be doing different things. The glory of heaven will be vast and different, and so will we in heaven. And we will be rewarded, not all the same. We will be rewarded differently based upon the lives that we live. All judgment is according to works. Now, I need to say very clearly that we are not saved by good works. We are not saved by doing the best that we can and hoping God will approve of us. No, we are saved, forgiven by the amazing grace of God. And we will not at the judgment seat of Christ be there to defend ourselves against our own sins, nor will our sins be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. Our sins were judged at the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, He died for all of our sins, past, present, and future. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from every sin. Every sin, every stain, all the shame is forgiven forever in Jesus Christ. So this judgment doesn't have anything to do with the judgment of our sins. When we stand there, we will stand in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. But that doesn't mean that we will not be judged according to our service. We have been given a life in Christ to live. What we do with our lives, that is what God will judge on that day. For the Bible says we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. At St. Simon's, Georgia, there is a wonderful old church that began with the Church of England, sent over missionaries like Charles and John Wesley, who preached under great moss-filled, Spanish moss-filled oak trees. They're some magnificent and beautiful place. And the gospel was shared here in the colonies in those days. And ultimately, it became an American Episcopal church for several centuries and is still operating as a church. We were there, and it's a beautiful old church. And like many of the old churches, it has a cemetery beside it and around behind it. And so Deb and I took some time to go back to the old cemetery and look around, and I'm especially intrigued in these old graveyards by the epitaphs and the descriptions, many of them brief, descriptions of the life buried there. And of course, when you see a cemetery or a gravestone, there is a birth date and there is a death date. And a dash in the middle. And as I was looking at those gravestones and thinking about the people buried there, I looked at that dash and I wondered, how many tears in that dash? Trials. Tests. What were their triumphs? What was their testimony for Christ? Because represented in that dash is the life, either well done or not so well done or very poorly done. We have nothing to say about our birth date. We have very little, if anything, to say about our death dates. But we have a great deal to say about what happens in the dash, the very quick span of life that we have been given. And it is what happens between life and death in the dash that God will judge on that day. And so that's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning at verse 11, the scripture says, "For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it." The day will disclose it. "Because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss." That is the loss of reward. "Though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire." Paul is saying that our lives are built upon the foundation of Christ. How firm this foundation is. And we stand on this foundation, secure and strengthened forever. And if you've come to faith in Christ, there is this foundation in your life. However, we are then given a life to live, and we are builders on this foundation. And how you build will determine what happens at the end of your time on earth when you stand before God. Whether you have built with wood, hay, and stubble, worthless materials that will not last, or whether you have built your life with gold and silver and precious stone, that which will last, the legacy of a life well lived. Look around you today. All around you is either that which is perishable or that which is imperishable. Those things which will last forever and those things which are lost forever. And at this judgment seat of Christ, when we are judged, for the scripture says we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, our lives will be evaluated. And Jesus himself will perform this final exam. And in this examination, our service for Christ, not only what it is, but what kind it is, what sort it is, the day will reveal it. The day will reveal it. That day, in the pure, white, hot heat of the presence of a holy God, that day will reveal what our lives have truly been about. And God will judge. Jesus himself will be the judge. So why this judgment? What is this about? One, it is to reveal those things which are hidden. It will be a transparent day to bring to light all the things that were unknown, both good and bad, our motives, both pure and impure, what we did and why we did what we did. It will be a day of vindication. God himself will be vindicated. How many people have said something like, "Well, when I get to heaven, I've got a few questions I'm going to ask the Lord. He's got some explaining to do to me." Well, let me tell you something. You won't be in his presence one scintilla of a second till you will forget about all your questions. Well, never mind, Lord. Because on that day, the transparency of that day, we will see that it all makes sense. Those things in life that didn't make sense, that we didn't have a clue as to what or why it happened on that day of revelation, that day of declaration, God Himself will be vindicated. God's Word will be vindicated. This is man's day. Man is having his day, and often Satan is having his way. But then and there, God's day, we will see clearly the purposes and the plan of God, and all will give glory to God, and every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, Ultimate Success. Even in life's heaviest moments, the promise of heaven holds out an encouraging hope for you today. And when you understand what your future with God will be like, the burdens of the present feel lighter. That's what Pastor Graham's book, Heaven, is all about. And it's why we want to get a copy into your hands today. Heaven is our thanks for your gift to help share the truth of the gospel to more people around the world. This is the last day of this offer, so call today. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 59789.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, Ultimate Success.
This is why in 1 Corinthians 4:5, the apostle said, judge nothing before it's time. We are too quick and too soon to judge the things of our lives or even the lives of others. You see, when you die, you don't really die. Your life goes on. The influence of your life, the testimony of your faith is invested and given to others. This is why so many of us celebrate godly Christian moms and dads, parents and grandparents who gave themselves to us, who provided a Christian home and family for us, a foundation for faith in our lives. And therefore, it takes a lifetime and beyond to see the long-lasting impact of a life well lived. And the honors and the awards and the rewards that are given on that day will take into account all the lasting influence of people's lives who have invested in us. So don't judge anything before it's time. This is a sobering thought as well, because on that day, all the mask will be down. All the hypocrisy, those things that we did for personal gain, the motives that we shared that were wrong, that day, all of that will be revealed. It will be a day when those times that you were falsely accused or perhaps you were laughed at or scorned for your faith in Christ, that will be settled. The applause of man and the cheers and the accolades of audiences do not compare to the smile of God when someone stands for Christ. So on that day, while the world jeered, the crowds of heaven will cheer the people who have stood for Christ, students who stood for Christ, who lived your life the right way when your friends maybe weren't living the right way. And God knows the decision you made in the throes of that temptation. God knows and sees the heart cry of a mother crying out for her child, praying over her child. And though that child may grow up and sing on platforms for thousands of people, on that day, your mother will be rewarded for her faithful prayers and her service for Christ. It will be on that day that the smallest act of kindness, that cup of cold water that is given in Jesus' name, will break on the shores of eternity. And what is on the back pages of Earth's tabloids will be front page news in heaven, and the cheers and the applause and the smile of God will be upon all who are faithful. I'm saying to you that on this day, it will be a time when He makes everything right. He will reveal those things which are hidden. He will right those things which are wrong. There's a great old hymn that we sung generations ago. We will understand it better by and by. And we will. And on that day, God will reveal these things. God will right these wrongs. And then He will reward those who are worthy. Those who have built with the gems of gold, silver, and precious stones rather than the junk of wood, hay, and stubble. Who have built their lives with treasures rather than trash. As a beautiful testimony to the glory of God. The Bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ, is taken right out of history. Several of us have had the opportunity to travel on a Journeys of Paul expedition where we track the second missionary journeys of Paul in Greece primarily. And on that trip, we've been to Corinth, the ancient city of Corinth. And there are magnificent ruins there, and you walk through and you remember so often in these ruins, the ancient past and how they apply to the Word of God and they support the Word of God. For example, when Paul spoke of the judgment seat of Christ, today in the city of Corinth, you can go to a place and see the Bema seat. Now, the Bema seat was a raised platform where the magistrates would judge the people. You would bring your disputes and settle your disputes there, and it was a place where judgment took place. It was also a place, this judgment seat, where it was a platform for people to say things. The philosophers could speak there, and people with ideas could come there and speak at the Bema seat. The Bema seat was also placed at the Corinthian Games or the Isthmian Games. Like the Olympics of the ancient world, these games were well known, and the judges would stand at the judgment seat, the Bema seat, and there they would award or reward and honor the great athletes. Much like you see at the Olympic Games today, when there is the gold and the silver and the bronze medal and they're standing on this platform, the Bema seat, Paul takes that right out of history and says, in heaven, we will all appear before this judgment seat of Christ. And there we will be honored as honor is due, or some will be stripped of those rewards because they had nothing but the charred embers of a wasted life to present to Christ. And that day there will be a fiery test in which Paul describes that all those worthless things, all those meaningless things, all those wasteful things, so much that looks so important here today that we give our lives to do, it will mean nothing there. Absolutely nothing. And it will all go up in smoke. And some will have nothing but a platform. They're in Christ. And they will not experience hellfire. But they will experience the fire of this judgment, which wipes away a life that is not truly given to Christ. Paul pictures it as a person, their house is on fire, and they lose everything except their life. They run out of the house, but everything is lost. You know, they're saved, but singed. They're barely saved. And a lot of people are like that. Saved, but barely saved. And you will escape with nothing on your back. And that is to suffer loss. So I'm challenging you today to live at the judgment seat of Christ. What a difference it would make if we began every day at the judgment seat of Christ. In view of that day when we stand before, in the decisions we make, the choices, the activities in which we engage, what a difference it would make if we began in light of eternity, realizing that what we do and why we do what we do will be judged accordingly. It's not the duration of our life. It's the donation of our life that matters the most. It's not the length of life, but the depth of life. Not the quantity, but the quality of life. So what's in that dash for you? Are you building with wood, hay, and stubble, or gold, silver, and precious stone? Are you living a life that will be rewarded, or a life that will be regretted? You say, is it possible to regret anything in heaven? Indeed. You know, the Bible says that on that day when we stand before Christ in heaven, that He will wipe away tears from our eyes. Tears in heaven. Could it be that some of those tears wiped away will be those tears of regret? The tears of regret because we didn't share our faith with our friends or our family members, our children, and our children are lost and separated from God forever. Will we regret with bitter tears our failed and wasted witness? Will the tears of heaven be wiped away because we have lived lives that have not honored Christ, but in fact dishonored Him in many ways? We can't take our lives for granted, can we? Now's the time to right the wrongs. Now's the time to witness of our faith. Now is the time to serve our Lord. Now is the time to do what God has called us to do. There's a book out called 100 Things to Do Before You Die. It's written by Dave Freeman, a very popular book. In this book, he offers counsel. This life is a short journey. How can you make sure you fill it with the most fun and that you visit all the coolest places on earth before you pack those bags for the very last time? Dave Freeman gives a list of all these fun things to do, including attending the Academy Awards and running with the bulls in Spain. The sad thing is that the author of this book died recently at the age of 47 after hitting his head in a fall at his home. He had only accomplished half of the items on his list. And according to a friend interviewed after his sudden death, Dave Freeman's mantra in life was, "You should live every day like it would be your last." And the friend added, "There's not that many people who do that." But you know, with all due respect to Mr. Freeman and his 100 most important things to do before you die, it's a lot more important things to do than go to the Academy Awards and spend your life doing the coolest and most fun things and spend your life running with bulls in Spain. Oh, life is full of great experience. I don't minimize that. And there ought to be some fun things that we do that we get to do that you want to do in your life. No problem with that. But life is so much more than just doing cool things and having fun, isn't it? How are you building? What if we had our own list of those things that by God's grace we will do for God before our time is done? Those ministries, those things for His glory that we would say, "Lord, by Your grace, I will do this until You come for me." Build your life to last. And you'll hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and today's message, Ultimate Success. No matter what struggles you're facing today, you have hope in the promises awaiting you in heaven. And God calls you to share that hope with others today. That's why we want to encourage and inspire you today by sending you Pastor Graham's book, Heaven. This exciting book takes you straight to Scripture to help you see all that awaits you in the life to come and how it impacts your life today. You'll find hope for today and courage to share that hope with others. So don't wait to request your copy. Heaven is our special thanks for your gift to help boldly proclaim God's word through PowerPoint. This is the last day of this offer, so call today. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 59789.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
The key to living a life that lasts is living at the judgment seat of Christ. And what I mean by that is we should wake up every day with a mindset that everything we do throughout the day, the decisions we make, the activities we engage in, will be ultimately judged by Christ. And what this means, of course, is that every moment matters. Every day counts, even our vacation days. And I know a lot of Christians these days don't like to think about the fact that they will face any kind of judgment when life is over. And certainly it's true that we are saved by faith. Hear me now. We are saved by faith in God's grace because of the work of Christ, not by any works that we do. We don't get to heaven by our good works. But if you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to know that while your sins are forgiven, past, present, and future, you have an accountability and responsibility to God to live for Jesus in the power of His Spirit every day. So the judgment that I'm talking about, the judgment the Bible talks about, this judgment seat of Christ, it's not talking about the judgment of our sins. That's already taken care of at the cross. What I'm talking about is the judgment of our service. The judgment of our lives. God will judge what we do and what we don't do, including our motives that make a difference in people's lives. So here's what I want to encourage you to do today. Take an honest evaluation of your life. Are you building on wood, hay, and stubble, worthless materials that are going to be burned away at the judgment seat of Christ, signifying a life that didn't last, a life that didn't mean anything on earth? Or are you building a life made of gold, silver, and precious stones, the priceless things that will last forever? Perhaps you'd say, Jack, I don't know if I'm building a life that will last. If so, let me ask you, would you say you're investing your life more to accumulate things? Or are you investing your life in deepening relationships with people and sharing the good news of Christ with people who need Him? Are you building up a fortune, or are you working at building up the kingdom of God? Are you working in the ministry of His church? If you say that your focus has been more on stuff, on the things of this world, it's never too late to hit the pause button, ask God to redirect your life, and begin again, living every day at the judgment seat of Christ, knowing that you are accountable and responsible. And as you and I do this, may we build a life that lasts, and may we hear the words, "One great day, well done, good and faithful servant."
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's book, Heaven, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 59789. And join Dr. Graham next time when he begins a series on having the heart of a champion. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.